Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durban, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday bed.
Hey, welcome back to People First. This is John Parker. Happy Friday, everybody. We're back in the podcast booth. We've got some more material for you. I just want to give a shout out to all our overseas listeners. We just got notification that we have 11 different countries that are downloading our material. And I'm going to truly say I'm humbled. I'm humbled that we have so many listeners out there that's taking the time to listen to what we have to say. I just want to say thank you so much for being part of the listening audience. As you know, leadership is a passion of mine. And so I want to spend a little time talking today about a segment, a piece of leadership, and that's your ability to be a good coach. Great leaders are great coaches, and they go hand in hand. And there are so many different type of coaches out there. And a lot of times when you think of a coach, you think of a guy, a girl with a ball cap and a whistle, right? Those are the sports coaches that had such an impact on a lot of our lives. There's coaches out there now that are for relationships. There's accountability coaches. There's life coaches and leadership coaches. And I do those too. Actually, I'm a life and leadership coach. I spend time helping people through obstacles in their lives they want to get over, or goals within their lives that they want to achieve. I spend time with different leaders in different companies, talking to them how to be better leaders and the things that they need to overcome and the challenges that they have, and help them be the very best leaders that they can be, right? There's all different types of coaches out there. And I was just looking at some information on the web the other night, and I was looking at different stuff about coaching, and a couple questions popped up. What is the ultimate aim of coaching, right? What's the point of it? Well, coaching is a partnership, you guys. It's between the coach and the client. It truly is a partnership, and coaches help those clients define and achieve their goals and objectives. They figure out what their goals are, and they help them get there. That's what good coaches do. The ultimate aim of a coach is to help people develop and improve performance. Coaching a lot of times is about performance. It's about skill sets. It's about getting better in different areas. It's really about sharpening skills many times, or developing skills. And what makes that coach unique? What's some of the things? Unlike like maybe a consultant, like when a consultant comes into a company, a lot of times they force change. Coaches don't do that. They give their client the confidence to make their own change and find their own solutions by assessing the qualities that they have already inside of them. They ask the right questions. They help the coachees, the client, discover their own answers and their own solutions. And then they help them with their own experiences overcome and get to those goals. That's what good coaches do. That's what makes them really unique. Now, a lot of people get confused or kind of blend in what a coach is and what a mentor is. And there are some differences. So when you think of a mentor, I want you to think of this. It's a person who can support and advise and guide you. And they typically take time to get to know you much deeper and the challenges that you face. And they use that personal experience to help you improve. Mentors look at you as a whole person, rather than coaches. A lot of times are focused in on certain goals, objectives, and skills. But let me tell you something. After being a coach for quite some time now, I've realized that there is definitely a blend of coaching and mentoring. And the people who I went to school with the teachers and coaches that taught me was, hell no, John, don't say that. Coaches and mentors are two different things. Well, this is my podcast, so I can say what I want to. And I'm telling you, there's a blend between coaching and mentoring. You can't help but blend it sometimes. And I think you'll find that the people that I've worked with, they realize that too. You can't help but kind of move into mentorship, move into coaching at certain times. So yeah, there is a blend. You'll find that. And I actually found an article in Forbes that kind of supports what I'm talking about. And it was about great coaches and mentors. What are the traits of great coaches and mentors? And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. What are some of those things? Because I think it's so important to develop the coach in you if you're going to help people be their best. The first thing they thought they came up with is that coaches find personal satisfaction in seeing others succeed. So true. I'm going to tell you guys, leadership, it's not about you. Coaching, it's not about you. Mentorship, it's not about you. Great coaches and mentors are not in it for themselves, but they love seeing the person they develop do well and succeed. It's all about helping someone else be their best, succeed, or reach their potential. And there's a great satisfaction when that person they invest in rises above them and achieves even greater success and significance than they have. You've got, as a coach or a mentor, you've got to be able to put that ego in your back pocket. You guys heard me say this before, that your ego is not your amigo. My daughter loves when I say that, but it's so true. You've got to be able to put that ego away and focus on the person in front of you. That's so important. They have a recognizable competence or expertise, was the next thing they said about coaches and mentors. Coaches and mentors are really good at something. I'll be honest with you, I can't really say that I'm really good at anything. There's not something I can pinpoint except just talking. I don't know if that's a skill set or not, but I could talk a lot. But coaches and mentors have this something that they're good at. For instance, if you had a golf coach, right? He or she would probably be a great golfer. A mentor needs to be equally gifted and successful, but they don't necessarily have to have the expertise in the field of the person they mentor. Make sure you understand that. I don't have to be an engineer, an architect, or a doctor to help coach or mentor one of those people in that field. Not at all, as a matter of fact. It's all about the relationship. I can dig in and find out how I can help this person overcome, reach their goals without being an expert in their field. The main point for both is that they demonstrate a discipline and willingness to pay the price for what they have achieved. You guys, that's it. Coaches, mentors, people that you go to seek advice, to help with them, they paid the price somewhere. They got up and they did the grinding that they need to do to be successful. They put in the time somewhere to get to where they're at today. And usually what they do is they want to turn around and they want to give that to someone else. They want to help someone else. They want to see if they can move someone else along too. But they have paid the price. They've done the work, right? That so many people want to shortcut that anymore. You've got to do the work if you're going to be successful. Coaches possess and mentors possess a great combination of toughness and compassion. They have an ability to confront when needed and remain firm, also demonstrating a genuine compassion. Okay, I'm going to tell you, I promise you this, and if you sit in with any of my kids, they're going to tell you the same thing, right? If you sit in with me on a session, there's going to be times when things get a little uncomfortable for you. But that's where you grow. I'm going to make some uncomfortable comments, questions, whatever the case may be, because sometimes I need to get firm and make you think about where you're going, what you're thinking, and what you just said. And I do that because just what it says here, I care. But that toughness and compassion is a great combination to make sure that the coachee, the client, understands what they're trying to achieve and how they're going to get there, right? The combination of tough mind and tender heart also allows them to push and challenge and remain encouraging in the process. You got to have both. You can't just be encouraging and be, a lot of times people think of coaches, oh, you're just positive all the time. I just had this kid tell me this. Oh, all you do is you're positive with people all the time. Yeah, I'm positive with people a lot of the time, but sometimes we got to get real. And sometimes I got to break it down to them and show them maybe where they're going in the wrong direction. But because they know I care about them, because they know I care about their success, because they know I care about them being the very best version of themselves, they listen. Because it's just not harsh comments. It's because it's coming from the heart, right? That's that whole coach and mentor thing I was just talking about. You can't just be a coach and not a mentor. You can't be just a mentor and not a coach. There is a combination that kind of happens. It kind of happens as you grow as a coach. They also, in the article, they said they're uniquely and authentically themselves. How important is that? It's not that great coaches and mentors have arrived, because believe me, the last thing I have, first of all, I don't consider myself great. I'm working on that. That's a work in process. As coaches and mentors, we constantly got to be feeding ourselves and growing ourselves. And why do I say that? Because I can't give you what I don't have. If I'm not growing myself, how can I help you get better, right? But we have not arrived. But they're self-aware and secure enough in themselves. That is true. And to fully be themselves and fully be present in the moment. There's a little quote. I love this little quote I read. It said, great mentors are uniquely and authentically themselves, and they're secure enough to be fully present, right? You have to be present in the moment. You have to listen to what's going on. You have to be fully engaged in what that person that you're with is telling you, and not thinking about what to ask next, not thinking about what to do next, but really focusing on what they're saying so you can help them. You have to be confident enough to be in the moment, and that's so important. This allows the process to be all about the person that you're investing in rather than, in some cases, more about them. Because remember, it's not about us. It's about the person that we're in front of. It's about making an impact in their lives. They believe in the person they invest in. When someone believes in you, perhaps even more than you believe in yourself, that's truly something to inspire and often can transform your life. Who are the people, think about this, who are the people that made the biggest impact in your lives? Who are the people that inspired you to be better? And what does that mean to you when someone truly believes in who you are and that you have more and you can reach your goals and believes that you have the ability to do what you want to do? What does that mean to you? I want you to think about those people for a second. And when you're done listening to this podcast, I want you to take some time to reach out to those people and just thank them. Just say, hey, I appreciate the time you spent with me. I appreciate the words that you've given me. I appreciate the love that you showed me. Whatever it is, take time to thank those people that believed in you and invest in you. And that's what coaches and mentors do too. We're truly invested. We don't do this for the money, because there's other things to do for money, right? We do this because we want to impact the people around us in any way that we possibly can. All great coaches and mentors do this, and they believe in the person they pour into. They have a positive disposition and believe the best about all the people they work with. And they truly do. They believe in them, and they want to work with them and get them to the next possible level. The last one is they generally care about the person they develop, right? They believe in them and they care about them, okay? Those are two important keynotes right there. You can't be a good coach or mentor and not believe and care about people. If you don't deeply care about people or have that belief that people can be better, get out of this profession, because this is not the profession for you. This is not a place that you're going to be successful or going to be happy, because you have to lead with your heart when you're a coach, right? You have to have the skills necessary and a mentor. You have to have the skills necessary. You have to have these things. You have to develop these things to be good coaches and mentors. But man, you got to have a heart for people. And that's so important, because that's what this profession is all about. They generally care about the person they develop. And as we know, when you find someone who truly cares, and this is a statement from this article that kind of hit me hard. It says, when you find someone that truly cares, that person is a gift. Have you ever thought about someone who is a gift to you, that you feel that they're a gift in your life? And whether that relation takes on personal connection or not, there's no substitute for genuine care. None. If you don't have a relationship, a trust, and you don't know that the coach or that mentor truly cares about you, you're never going to get as much out of it as you can, right? And as coaches and mentors, we have to know that. We have to let them know. We have to make sure that the people that we're working with, whether it's a sales team, a team at work, a team in your community, a team at your church, whatever it may be, they need to know that you care about them. Care from a mentor or coach is not something that should be judged or demanded, but without it, that process rarely has a life change impact. Think about that. Think about that. There's a process. There's a coaching process that's taught that kind of leads you through how to help clients move from A to Z and accomplishing your goals. And it's very effective. But the most effective thing you can do is show people you have a heart for them and you care about them and you want them to be successful. You want them to reach their goals. You want them to overcome these obstacles in their life and you want to make an impact and be significant in their life. That, my friends, is powerful. Leadership has a lot of different facets to it. If you want to be a great leader, you need to be a great coach because it's the one-on-one connections, it's the one-on-one meetings that you have with people that really make the difference. I can lead a group of people and I can be trusting and fair and respectful and lead by example and do all these great characteristics of a leader, but it's the one-on-one time that I have with the people around me that really impacts them and changes their lives, truly changes their lives. Now, to sum all this up, of course, I'm going to tell you a story because that's what I do. You guys all know I always got a story in my back pocket, right? So I want to tell you, I'm going to go back a few years. There's a young man who worked for me when I was a vice president of sales. In this position, I had several locations that I oversaw in the sales department. And this gentleman was in our sales department. And I heard through the grapevine that he was struggling financially and he was on the verge of filing bankruptcy. Well, in the position that we were in, we were able to generate a pretty decent income. And I thought, well, there's no reason to file bankruptcy. We just need to get on track with the income that we need in order to get himself out of trouble. So I walked up to him. I found him one day. I said, hey, listen, here's, I heard this rumor through the grapevine. I just want to verify this with you. He said, yeah, I'm hurting. He said, I'm in a bad way, John. I'm financially, I'm not where I should be. I said, okay. I said, tomorrow at 2 o'clock, I want you to bring all your bills in, everything that you have to pay, and we're going to walk through this together. And he hesitated, right? Because that's a big thing to do. And he said, okay. So next day, 2 o'clock, he walks in my office. We laid out all his bills. We kind of categorized them on the things that absolutely have to be paid. We kind of looked at things that he could cut out of his life. And we developed a budget is basically what we did of how to survive, a survival budget, you might want to call it. And then we looked at how much money does he have to produce each month to survive, pay his bills and survive. And then we looked at how much money does he have to produce each month to start paying off these bills. That was step two, right? Step one is the basics. Step two was how do we start paying off these bills? And step three was what are the bills that we're going to pay off first? How much money do we need to generate to start paying these bills off? And how do we start snowballing this money over until we start paying all our bills off? And we had a plan. Then we went and looked at his specific duties within his day, his week, and his month. We broke down how many sales does he have to close a month to produce this money? What does he need to do on a weekly? And we broke it down to a daily basis in order to produce this kind of income. And then we had a true plan. We had a plan to get him out of trouble and get him out of financial debt. And guess what? He did it. He got out of debt. And then that year, we transferred him to another location within our company. And that next year, he was our number one salesperson in the entire company. He was the number one. He took the habits that got him out of trouble, he applied them, and he became the number one salesperson in the entire company through just a little coaching and a little care. All I did was help him with the plan. He did the work. So I'm not taking credit for this, but I want you to understand that someone had to stand up and say, hey, let me see if I can help you. And that's the point. But here's the cool thing. That was probably, I don't even know how many years ago that was. That was probably in early 2000s or something like that when that happened. And just at the end of last year's is my birthday. And I get a package in the mail. And I open up this package and there's a book and a calendar. And the book is called Journey Through the Outer Banks. And it's a book that he has produced because he had left the company and moved to North Carolina. And he eventually opened his own business. And he's a photographer today, a professional photographer, I should say. And he sent me this incredible book of pictures of the Outer Banks during mornings and sunsets with lighthouses. And it's absolutely incredible work that he does. And he also sent me a calendar. And with included in this book, in this calendar, was a note. And the note basically, and it had a picture alongside of it. And the picture was a picture of his office. He said, "Hey, John, look at the picture above my desk." And it was a picture I'd given to him 20 years ago that inspired him. And he put that picture and he said, "I keep this picture above my desk to remember what originally inspired me to move in this direction." He said, "John, I still use the skills and the things that you taught me years ago in my business to be successful. And I just wanted to say thank you for pouring into me." You guys, that's what it's all about. You may not always see the harvest and the seeds that you plant, right? You may not always see the person develop into that person that you saw that they could be. But you got to keep pouring into people, because it's moments like this. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not a guy who tears up very easily, but I teared up that day when I opened up that package and saw that book and that calendar and a thank you note of work that we had done together 20 years ago. Coaches and leaders impact people's lives. And that's what it's all about. A life isn't worth living. And if you're helping others live their best life, and that's what we try to do. So I just want to say thanks for the book and the calendar, Wes. Man, I appreciate it very much. And it sits alongside my desk every day so I can take a look at it. And I appreciate you taking the time to thank me, because it meant everything to me. So if we're going to be great leaders, we have to be great coaches. There's no doubt about it. So start working, start developing your coaching skills, and start impacting the people around you. All right, guys, I'm John Parker. This is People First. Jordan, why don't you take us home?
Hey, feeling good, like I should.